Chayvus Halavavos. These are duties of the heart. Mador Miyuchad Kovat Latzman Amitzvot Atzmidiyot. It's a unique section, unique category they establish for themselves, they take for themselves the continual mitzvahs. I mean, there's some mitzvahs that are known as mitzvahs tamidiyos. These are constant mitzvahs. They're always incumbent upon us. What are those? Emuna, belief, faith in God, yira, fear of God, ava, love of God, halicha, bedrocha, going in his ways, bedvekus, clinging to God. Mitzvahs elu, einan rak mechayavot pe'ulot. It's not, these mitzvahs don't just require action. They require a person to change in their essence to somebody else, to something else. It means to change your essence. You can't be the same person. If you're going to incorporate these mitzvahs into yourself. Now, these are the mitzvahs that a person's obligated with inconstantly, or when they're not involved in something else, and they're obligated with these. As they always exist. The mitzvahs d'oraisa lo nitnu l'balei trisin bilvat. Mitzvahs min haTorah were not given just to, it's an expression, balei trisin is like men of armor, not just like the strong ones alone. Kol yelad bar mitzvah chayiv b'chol tarieg ha-mitzvahs. Every bar mitzvah boy is obligated in all 613 mitzvahs. K'mo she'einenu yocholim l'pater atzmenu mitzvahs tefillin. Just like we can't pater ourselves from the mitzvah tefillin, now we have an obligation to put tefillin on every morning. There's no heter, there's no ptur, there's no freeing ourselves from our obligation in these mitzvahs. To think that they're above our ability, like, you know, hey, I just stand like a big tzaddik and fear God and love God, but hey, I'm just a little guy. What does that have to do with me? Ulam mitzvahs elu darshet aliyah b'hadriga. However, these mitzvahs require a gradual growth. Yevsher l'kayim b'barachas. It's impossible to fulfill at one in one moment. Mitzvahs avas Hashem b'madrega nela. To fulfill the mitzvah of loving God at a very high level, all this, like, right now I'm going to love God and going to jump from nothing to a high level. Doesn't work that way. Person has to develop. You can go from not shaking a lulav to shaking a lulav. Right? That's either, it's a non-ought, it's either yes or no. That doesn't have, there's madregas in the mitzvah of lulav, but you did or you didn't do it. But these mitzvahs don't have, it's not a do or a don't. The whole mitzvah is intrinsically related to level. Me'idach ein af tzel shel sofek. There's no shadow of a doubt. Ki kol echad ve'echad mitano b'dor hazeh, every one of us in this generation, v'koicho la'agia la'ezu b'china v'madrega sh'yiras Hashem, that every one of us can come to some level of fear of God, avas Hashem, love of God, halicha b'drochov, going in His ways, v'dveikas, and clinging to Him. Ha'tera atzma ozer lanu b'kach, the Torah itself helps us in this. He atzma sulam amovil et it itself has a ladder of growth, so to speak, to levels that it commands us to acquire. If God wrote in His eternal, right, Torah, the Torah is eternal and it's unchanging and it's true for every generation, if He put these mitzvahs in His Torah, it's to say, sign that we can fulfill them until the end of all generations. Because it will never be annulled, even one letter from our Torah. The fact is, if God obligates us in these mitzvahs, it must be that we're capable of fulfilling them. Otherwise, He couldn't obligate us in them. How could God say to fear Him and to love Him if we're not capable of doing such things? That's beyond us. So it mustn't be that it's not beyond us. It may be that there are certain levels that we're not going to achieve that other generations were able to, but that's not what's expected of us. And don't just think that a level is for great people. The first step a person takes to purity. Right? The first step that you take, coming closer, the first step in tshuva, Shushakula Memtes Shari Tuma, a person could be in the 49 levels of Tuma. Kvarhenu Ashliva Rishona Basulam Abalatayr. That's already the first rung on the ladder of coming to purify. And that's the first step that a person takes. And then there's many steps along the way. Ubehechrech Kol Echad Mitanu Aymed Kvar Be'ezu Madrega Al-Asulam. Of necessity, all of us are somewhere along this ladder. And none of us are at the bottom of the ladder. We're all somewhat up the ladder. Maybe we're not at the top of the ladder yet, but we're somewhere along. V'amitzvah hi l'kol odom. The mitzvah is to every person. La'alos hala, to grow and to move, keep going. Adi giyu l'shiur ha'ava sh'tera kava, until he gets to the level that the Torah requires. Le'ohev b'chol ha'lev, to love God with all your heart. B'chol ha'nefesh, with all your soul. B'chol ha'rechush, with all your property. B'chol mida shu yizbarach moedid lana, with every quality that we are judged with, every quality that we have. Alright, v'haftas Hashem elkecha b'chol ha'avcho, b'chol ma'avshecha, b'chol me'odecha. Alright, we say it a few times a day. We say Kriya Shema. We're obligated to love God with b'chol ha'avcha, with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might, all everything that we have, either all our money or every, all the quality that we have, that which we have. Mitzvahs. He shitzivanu, it's the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. He shitzivanu li damos boy yisola kefiya yecholos. This is the God commanded us to be like Him according to our ability. Vahu omru vahalachta bedrochav. It says He should go in His way. The bo. The Pirush Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Nikra Chanun, just like God is considered merciful, Afata Haya Chanun, you should also be merciful. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Nikra Rachum, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is considered a Rachum, a merciful, Afata Haya Rachum, you should also be merciful. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Nikra Chosid, this guy's God's called righteous, Afata Haya Chosid, you should also be righteous. That's what the Rambam writes. And as far as the negative commandments go, we have a commandment to remove from our souls the attribute of haughtiness, hanakima of revenge, achzarius of cruelty, hasina of hatred. He brings down to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, that the introduction to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim that he writes, Al Yifle Beine Akirish, Shekola Sefer Zeh, Shuma Yusid Al Ikre Alocha. Don't wonder, the reader shouldn't wonder that this book, which is basically a halachic work, Lamani Mevi Bekama Mekaimas Rayos Mesefer Shari Tshuva L'Rabbeinu Yoina. How come I bring proofs from the Sefer Shari Tshuva L'Rabbeinu Yoina? Shumichlal Sifrei Musar, which is considered one of the Sifrei Musar. It's like a Musar work. How can you bring halachic proofs from a Musar work? Ki be'emes nira le'inayim, if you look closely, lemid b'inein heitev b'mamar, if you look in what he wrote over there, ha'kadoshim, his holy words, v'kama m'kayma sheshomar v'ditek es dara shavo yetze megeder adin. He's very careful to write everything al pi halacha. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim says, you can learn out halachas from the Shari Tshuva, even though it's a Musar work. Kalaymar, that means to say, Lurach Maisim Anoivim Mimidas Elu Asra Torah, it's not just deeds that come out of these midot, these character traits. Alright, so I have the, it's not just, so if you're an angry person, so you hit somebody, so the hitting them is the action of an Avera. It's not just that, though, that's involved, that the Torah asked. El es amida atzma, but it's the quality itself. He mitzvah la'akir melev. It's obligated upon us to try to remove that from our hearts. To get out the haughtiness, to get out the anger, to get out the revenge. Right? Even if we don't actually act upon it, even if we have enough social skills, or there's something holding us back that we don't act upon it, but still, first of all, after a while, people tend to act on it, even if they can hold it in for a while. But besides that, even if it's not just the action, The Torah wants us to purify ourselves, our thoughts, our actions, our hearts. Right? Machshava dibur ma'isa. Our thoughts, our speech, our deeds. K'mo shelo yistapka. The tzavos al ma'isa chesed v'atova elohim mitzvah lizdamos b'mida atzma elabayis barach. Just like the Torah didn't suffice to command us on doing kindliness and good, but it gave us a commandment to be godlike, to be like God. Siura, for example, kasher goimlin chesed im adam, when a person bestows a kindliness on another person, ve'en kavana b'zeh elokim mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha bilvad. So he says, and what does he have in mind? I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah of loving my fellow human being. This is still lacking in going in his ways. This mitzvah requires of us not just to do chesed, to be a baal chesed. Right? That should be part of our nature, to want to do good for people. We have to make it part of ourselves. Kamoicha, like you. Kamo shahafta atzmai. Sha'avas atzmo tivisi, just like self-love is natural, ken avas abrius chayavas liyot, so too loving other people has to be natural. Just like we do kindliness for ourselves and we make sure that our needs are taken care of, so our ultimate goal is to develop within ourselves that natural instinct to make sure other people's needs are taken care of. V'kol ha-mitzvah sa'ilu, all these mitzvahs, Bidiyu kamo mitzvahs tefillin v'isur shatnas. It's just like tefillin and shatnas. Oysam chiyuvim oysan isurim. The same obligations, the same prohibitions. V'ketzad nekayim es kulam. How can we do all of them? Yesh lehoysif oyd mitzvahs havidui v'atshuva. We should add this one more mitzvah, the mitzvah of vidui, confessing, and tshuva. Asher Yom HaKavua Hu Yom HaKippurim. The day set aside for this is Yom Kippur. Prate mitzvah HaTshuva Mekifin Es Kol Orach Chayinu. The encompassing of the mitzvah Tshuva, this mitzvah encompasses our entire lives. V'hayfchin Kamokin Es HaOdam L'ish Acher B'mahusei. And it changes us to another person. It means through the mitzvah Tshuva, we can start getting to our goal. Because this mitzvah encompasses. So it's true that we're not going to be there all at once. It's going to take time. But we have the ability to do tshuva, to correct, to grow, to move past where we were in the past, and to move forward to get to new and higher levels. And that's what we're obligated in. And the obligations, the chovos levavos, as we said, these obligations of the heart, as I said, there are different types of mitzvahs we brought at the beginning, the introduction. There's different types of mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs that we do. There's mitzvahs ma'isiyos, and mitzvahs that are in the heart. And they have to work together. And we have to be shalem in all of them. And that the part of being godlike is not just the action of the mitzvah, but it's inculcating the mitzvah itself. Yes.
To just make it part of your nature, though, without any, like, you just naturally do good for people. You don't really, is that automatically there, or do you have to have consciously, I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to?
So, there are people that have, like, by nature, they're kind or they're giving. The kavana that a person, doesn't mean that you have to, like, stop being kind. If you're kind naturally, you can take it to a higher level still. There's always higher levels that a person can bring it to, but what is what a person does need to do is to realize that they're doing it not because this is like what I like doing, but because this is what God wants me to do. That's a certain level that a person's obligated. Because even by a non-Jew, says the Chassidei Umas Olam, the righteous of the nations of the world, so they get a portion in the next world. But there's a condition, they have to be doing it because God, that's what God wants them to do. Not that they think that this is a right thing to do, or this is a wonderful humanistic behavior. Let's do the next chapter, chapter 10. Sikkum Pirkei HaMitzvos. This is a summary of the chapters on mitzvahs. And Mizrach Hashem will be going to next week. We'll go speak about Musar a little bit, and one of Revolver's famous favorite topics, the concept of Musar and the learning of Musar. The Kiyum HaMitzvos HaMaisiyos, with fulfilling the mitzvahs that are deed-oriented, Orevet L'Odam Sakana Mitzad Shiris Liboy. There is lurking to a person a danger from his obstinance. His, I don't want to do it. Mechapeset gam b'maisa ha-toyv lifamim kula. That sometimes even in a good deed he'll look for a leniency. L'bal yechabed ola mitzvah yosem midai. That he shouldn't be weigh on him too much to do the mitzvah. Lifamim chumra lahafriz b'tzdok b'tzidkos. Sometimes it's just the opposite. He's looking for a stringency, that he wants to have be a big tzaddik. Bechlal ha-mitzvahs meviya shriris alev lidei hadgashas oisan ha-mitzvahs sheteva odam noite l'kiyuman. So he says, in general, in mitzvahs, a person's obstinance, stubbornness, brings mevi shriris alev lidei. It comes to a point where we tend to emphasize those mitzvahs that our nature is naturally goes to them. And to leave off those mitzvahs that we don't have such a natural inclination, natural instinct for. Right? So naturally, some of us, like Yehuda Leib's example, you have a guy is naturally a Baal Chesed. So he's going to tend to emphasize those mitzvahs that are mitzvahs of chesed, because of his nature. But that which requires him, let's say, like davening, which is not a, doesn't see it as a chesed, or as a different, he has to exercise different muscles, so that's not going to be so easy, and he's going to de-emphasize those. He says, however, achoy vaseinu hi, but our obligation, li moser lekola mitzvahs kulam b'ifin shov, we have to do all the mitzvahs equally. Again, this doesn't mean that a person can't have mitzvahs that are like their specialty, so to speak, or mitzvahs that they really perfect and they do. That's the opposite. There is an idea like that a person should have a special, unique mitzvah. The story is that the mitzvah comes to greet them in the next world. Mm-hmm. You know, like they had, this was a person made the mitzvah shatness. Right, the shatness wasn't, people weren't keeping it, and one person made a whole career out of pushing shatness. And that was his special mitzvah, but it doesn't mean that he stopped doing other mitzvahs. Says, Yire mitzvah hu yeshulam. The one that fears the mitzvah, he will be whole. El kol mitzvah yesh lagesha b'kovid rosh b'yira. To every mitzvah, a person has to approach it with a seriousness and a fear. Vaz mitkabelet b'kol mitzvah Tasefet Yir. Then from each mitzvah, you'll get out of it more Yir Shemayim, the Charadus Kodesh, and the fear of holiness. It means the mitzvah itself, if you approach it properly, adds to your level of Yir Shemayim, adds to your level of Kodesh. If you approach it in that way, then it gets more and more just from the process of doing the mitzvahs. But you have to approach the mitzvah that way. You have to approach the mitzvah with a proper level of derech eretz, with a proper level of respect. A person approaches the mitzvah that way, then the mitzvah gives back to them, and they keep growing from it itself. The mitzvahs atmidiyos, in the constant mitzvahs, yira, ava, muna, etc., ahechrechu lalechat b'madregas ad shmagim l'shleimus amayla. A person's obligated to go on levels until they reach wholeness. Mitzvah ha'alicha b'drachav, the mitzvah going in his ways, in God's ways, Yisbarach Mechayevet, Hit Hapchu Sa'odam, L'Bal Midas Tevas, requires a person to change themselves into a Bal Midas Tevas, a person of outstanding quality, outstanding character. Vaz Haras Al Midas Rosh Shibatera, and the warnings on the negative Midas in the Torah, Mechayevet, Akiras Amidas, requires us to uproot these negative qualities, Mikir Beinu. It's not just the deeds that come out of these midot, out of these character traits. Gam l'kiyum mitzvahs atshuva b'shleimus ruhi shishtana odom mikaro. Also, to fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva properly, it's fitting that a person should change from his basic nature, mikaro. As the prerequisite for keeping the mitzvahs properly is knowing the halachas. You don't know the halacha, you can't keep the mitzvah. Ulam ketzad nizharim b'shmiras leiv. How do we be careful with becoming obstinate in the mitzvahs? Masakenet kima mitzvahs b'shlemus, that may prevent us from fulfilling the mitzvahs properly. Mi mara lanu es darchei amadregas b'chayvas levavos. Who can show us the way in growing in the levels of the chayvas levavos? How do I know how to go? I want to become a bigger avas. I want to have more avas Hashem. How do I do that? I said, I got to grow. I understand. I got to go on levels. How do I? Where do I start? How do I do it? Right? Kate said, "Kainim midas tevis." How do I acquire good midos? Kate said, "Oikrin midas ros." How do I uproot the negative ones? V'zeh mistamnin tchumeh shel chochmei amusar. With this, we come to the area of the chochmei amusar, of the wise people of Musar. Shiyo seket, the wisdom of Musar. Shiyo seket b'inyani meila. That's what it's involved with. Mitkabelet hagdara brura mahu inyana shel chochmas amusar. So now we can get a clarity. What is this chochmas amusar? What is the wisdom of Musar? What is Musar all about? Meniyat shiras alev b'kima mitzvahs. Meniyas shiras alev b'kima mitzvahs. Preventing this sort of obstinance and stubbornness of the heart in fulfilling mitzvahs. Biur madregas amailas v'hazagasan. Clarifying for us the levels in mitzvahs and how to attain them. Biur hamidas v'darkei kniyasan. Clarifying for us the midot, the character, qualities, and the way to acquire them, or removing them, depending on whether they're good or bad. Tshuva v'gidreya, tshuva and its the framework of tshuva. And finally, limud hayira, the learning to fear God. This is what Musar is all about. And Bezrat Hashem, that's what we're going to go to, is to discuss, at least on a very basic level, we'll begin the discussion of Musar and limud ha-Musar and how the chokhmah of Musar comes about. But that's what the chokhmah of Musar is dealing with. Because we know we have mitzvahs, right? We got to keep the mitzvahs, and we know the halachas. Fine, but what happens when we start doing mitzvahs? What goes on inside of us? How do we feel about it? Do we feel good about it? Do we feel haughty about it? Do we feel negative about it? Are we looking to get out of it as quick as we can? We're looking to avoid it. Those in the mitzvahs of Maisiyos, right? They feel stymied by them. What's going on? What about in the Chayves Lavavos? How do I develop Avas Hashem? How do I develop Yiras Hashem? How do I become kinder? How do I become a person who's more concerned with other people? How do I do that? Where does that go? That is the framework, and that's what Chochmas HaMusar is all about, and about being able to do tshuva and come to the ultimates of Yiras Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem, that's where we'll be headed next week.